Okay, what's up, Radio Laurier? It's Grace here for the After Class show. And today I have a very special guest.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jet. I'm a first-year student, and I'm just so happy to be here. You know, I always wanted to be on the radio before, so I'm grateful.
He is. Sorry if I laugh a lot on this show.
She has the giggles tonight.
I always have the giggles. Okay, Jet, how was your day?
You know, my day was quite inspirational, actually. I woke up, went back to bed, and then I chose to eat breakfast with you.
And yeah, you did.
I did. And had a nice omelet, enjoyed that. Then I had all my classes. And now here I am today. What about you, Grace? What did you do?
First, sorry, question. Did you finish your omelet?
No, I did not. It was a little bit burnt, so...
Unfortunate. My day was good. Got up, called you, got breakfast, finished my omelet, and my class was canceled this morning because my prof was sick, so I didn't have any classes today, which was nice, and I just studied for both of my midterms that I have coming up this week.
And how prepared are you?
My mom's listening. So I'm really prepared.
Yeah, she hasn't really been studying at all the whole day, so okay. If you're listening.
Okay, Jet, you're such a liar. I have been.
Yeah, okay.
So Jet, we watched the Super Bowl last night.
We did.
Huh? So your thoughts?
You know, personally, I love the halftime show. Halftime show was really inspirational. You know, love seeing Rihanna up there just singing some old school tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looked amazing. Those platforms were pretty cool. What about you, Grace? What did you think?
Well, I was telling everyone that the Chiefs were going to win because my dad told me that they were. And everyone doubted me. But look who was right. Me. Chiefs won, so, but if I'm being honest, we only watched up to the halftime show, and then we stopped. Halftime show was pretty good. Rihanna was amazing, as always. Thought there could have been a little bit more, but that's okay.
Fair enough.
Okay, here are some tunes. Okay, we're back with that little intermission. Jet, how are you feeling?
You know, I thought this was going to be way easier than I thought it was, and I'm now taking that back.
It's not easy.
No.
Okay, so we're going to talk about how we met.
So, how did we meet? That's a great question.
We met on my very first, like, friend that I met, basically, at Laurier.
Yeah. So we met through like mutual friends, and pretty much I was helping this person move in, and then surprisingly the next door neighbor was her. And now I know a completely different person that I knew on the first day that I moved here. Not sure if I like it or dislike it.
Whoa.
But.
Yeah. So he was the first person I actually met other than my neighbor and my roommate, which is pretty cool. And my first night being here, it was your second day being here?
It was.
Yeah, your second night, my first night, and me, you, all the guys, and a few of my girlfriends, we all went out and hung out, and we all kind of just, like, clicked.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we did kind of just click, eh? Because here we are today.
I know.
Yeah. You know, who would have thought, you know, first day that we are both going to be on a radio show?
Together.
You know, life. Life's just, life's crazy.
Life's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, so, with the week coming to an end, reading week's coming up soon. Do you have any plans for reading week?
I have a lot of appointments booked for reading week since I do live in Ottawa, so I'm very far and never get to go home on any weekends. So I have dentist, I have to go see my surgeon for my wisdom teeth to get that checked out. Hair appointment, all that. That's pretty much my entire break. And then my birthday is next, not in 2 weeks. So my family and I are going down to Toronto before they drop me off at Laurier, and we're going to celebrate my birthday with them.
That's, you know what, that's very exciting. You know, do you have any ideas of what you're going to do in Toronto?
Probably go grab sushi, as it's my favorite food. Maybe, I don't know, I guess I won't be legal yet, so can't order myself a drink, unfortunately. But that will happen on the Monday that my birthday is, so
that's pretty
forward to that.
Wait, your favorite food's sushi?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't. It's quite a bland food, if you ask me.
Bland?
Yeah, you know, like.
What's your favorite food?
You know what, if I had to go with the classic, just classic hamburger, you know, can't go wrong with it. You can add anything to it.
Not cheeseburger?
Well, it's just like, you can add cheese to a hamburger and make it a cheeseburger.
True, yeah. I know, but do you prefer cheese?
I do prefer cheese, you know.
So you could have said cheeseburger, but
no. All right, well, you know what, I didn't know I was going to get interrogated for my favorite food. So,
what are your plans for the break?
You know, just going home, seeing the family, you know.
Nice.
Just so fun back in my hometown where there's 10,000 people. So it's really exciting. Get to see all my old friends.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited to see them?
Am I ever. Everyone's just so inspirational down there. It's crazy.
Gosh. Your favorite word today is inspirational, isn't it?
What can I say? I'm just a very inspirational person. So tell me, is there actually anything fun down in Ottawa?
No.
Wow.
There's nothing fun.
How many times have you been to the Parliament building?
I can't even count, like, so many times.
You know, because when I always go down to Ottawa, I always, like, go right in front of the fire that always goes off.
Fire that goes off?
I don't know, like the thing in the middle of the whole Parliament Square. Like, okay. You know, the fire?
No, I don't. Now I feel like uncultured about my own city, but it's fine.
Well, either way, when I go down there, I always get a photo there. I've only been to Ottawa 3 times, so.
You have 3 pictures of you in front of the Parliament building?
Yeah, you know, it's always really fun going down there, having so much to do, so.
I know. There's not much to do in Ottawa besides go to Rideau, Byward Market, walk around downtown.
What is Rideau?
The shopping mall.
Oh, wow.
You don't know about Rideau?
Of course I don't know about Rideau. I'm not from Ottawa.
I feel like people do know what Rideau is, though. Maybe not.
So, like, what's in Rideau that makes it so exciting?
There's just, like, every store, like, clothing store that you can think of pretty much in Rideau.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I start naming off stores right now, you'll say yes?
Okay, I don't know, like, any guy's stores, so
Is H&M in there?
I believe so.
I don't know. You hesitated a little bit. I'm not sure if I can believe you.
I think it is in there. I don't know. We have H&M in Bayshore, which is the mall closest to me.
Oh, yeah?
That mall is horrible. But you wouldn't think so, because H&M is your favorite clothing store.
Yeah, I guess it is. But, you know, just great place. Save money, live better.
I like your outfit today.
Thank you. You know, I just bought these baggy jeans. You probably can't see me right now.
Who picked those out for you?
You know, this website called H&M. It actually said I looked good in them, so.
He's lying. I picked them out for him. I'm his stylist.
Yeah. She likes to think that.
I am.
No.
Even today, he FaceTimed me to ask what kind of suit to wear for his pitch presentation tomorrow.
Which I am totally ready for now.
Oh my gosh, do you want to tell everyone your pitch right now?
I won't tell everyone my pitch, but I'll give them the idea.
Okay, give me your idea.
Okay, so like imagine this, all right? You wake up in the morning and you don't want to get out of bed. But this service that I'm thinking of is like, what if people call you to inspire you, to motivate you to get out of bed? Yeah.
Snaps all around.
You know. maybe one time when I get out of university, that'll be the best side hustle I've ever made.
Yeah. Who knows? Is the project just like to make up whatever kind of thing?
Yeah, it's kind of like a make up an idea, and then we have to like write about it, obviously, and do a script, and we have to present it in front of our lab.
Right. How many people are in your lab?
You know, probably around like 25, 30 people, so I'm not that worried.
Talking in front of, I'm sure, millions of people listening right now.
Yeah, you know, worldwide. I know everyone listens to Laurier Radio.
100%.
Yeah, it's just such an inspirational place to be, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell me about these midterms. What kind of midterms do you have coming up?
I have two midterms. I have a Canadian communication midterm on Wednesday and an intro to CRIM midterm on Thursday. They're both online, but I'm not letting that fool me, and I'm not taking it lightly because I had an online exam last semester. Let me just say, didn't go too well, so.
Yeah, if everyone heard that, she didn't really do too well in that exam.
Okay. So
now she decided to actually pick up her books and start trying. So.
Do you want to talk about your midterm that you just had?
Well, yeah, sure. I did have a midterm, and I was really prepared coming in, but then leaving, finding out my mark, I found out I wasn't as prepared as what I thought I was. So here I am now, still in university, though.
You're still here.
Yeah, haven't dropped out yet. So
you're doing something right.
I am. You know what? You know what I think that is?
What?
I think it's just the way I go through my day.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of your day that you do, Jet?
You know what?
Every day. You do this every day.
Every day. You know, it's getting in the shower with my speaker and listening to The Color Violet by Tory Lanez.
That is Jet's favorite song, and everyone knows that.
What can I say? It's just it's a song that speaks to me.
He has managed to make everyone on his floor hate that song, too.
But I'm still so in love with it.
True. He hasn't made me switch yet, though. I still like the song.
Yeah, but what's your favorite song?
My favorite song is Friends by Laundry Day. If you don't know that song, definitely go check it out.
You know, I haven't heard this song until she showed me one day. I think it was sometime last week. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I'm not a personal big fan of it. But
he's just saying that.
No, it's too...
You liked it.
No, it's too indie for me. It's too indie.
No, the lyrics have a very good meaning about it. And they remind me of Jet and the rest of our guy friends that I met on my first day. Because that's what it talks about, is making friends on your first day.
How about you pull up the lyrics right now and say how it helps? I'm putting you on the spot.
No, I'm not doing that.
No, do it.
No. I knew you were going to pull something like this.
So, you know, your phone's right beside you. And I know how much you want to pull out Laundry Day right now and talk about the lyrics, because how inspirational they are and how they speak about you and your friends.
No, because I'm just going to get made fun of for talking about my friends yet again on the show.
People have made fun of you before on the show?
Yeah, and I've only done one show.
Damn.
Makes me rethink my friends, to be honest.
You know, she's saying this, but yet she begged me to be here today.
Okay. I did not beg you. You wanted to come on here.
You know, I have a big presentation tomorrow that I should be preparing for. But
you just prepared for 3 hours.
You know, she was calling me off the ring every hour. Oh my gosh.
Not true.
Jet, please come.
Not true.
Like, I don't know what to talk about. I need you.
No.
You know, I tuned in last week, and as soon as I tuned in, she was talking about me and all my friends.
Okay. Our friends.
Oh, my apologies.
Let's make that clear. Our friends.
Yeah. I tuned in for 5 minutes as she didn't want us to listen to it.
Didn't that make you feel good, though, you tuning in and I was talking about you?
No, yeah, it made me feel great because with all the millions of people that are, like, listening to this today.
Right.
I'm like, they do know me now. And here I am today.
Very true.
Yep.
And you'll probably be here every other time I have.
I don't know. This is pretty stressful.
It's going well now. We had a little rocky start.
Well,
we're doing,
you know,
better.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I know.
You know, okay. Now, I know this is a poor transition, but If there is like any skill or hobby that you could pick up, what would it be? You don't know, eh?
I mean, you're going to have to give me some time to think about that. What's yours?
Personally, I really do want to get good at jump ropes.
I'm pretty good at that.
No, I'm horrible at it.
You can work on that.
Yeah. Like, my hand-eye coordination is just not good enough. And, like, you know how you go and then you step?
Like, you jump?
Yeah.
At the same time that the rope is coming down.
Yeah. I just can't do it.
I can see that.
Why is that? It
makes sense.
Why?
I don't know.
So now you're just pointing fun at me? Poking fingers?
No.
Wow.
Never. Never.
All right. I gave you some time. Let's hear about
it. Okay. I wish I could snowboard. I want to be really good at snowboarding. I'm a huge skier, but not huge, but I ski. And skateboarding.
How often do you go skiing in Ottawa?
Honestly, when I was younger, I did, like, lessons and all that kind of stuff. And I guess you would say I was pretty good for, like, I don't know. And so I went up every single weekend to my cottage, which is in Quebec. And my sister and I did skiing lessons there. And then I decided I wanted to play hockey, so I switched. And ever since then, maybe like once a year kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like not regular.
So you say back in the day you used to be shredding slopes, eh?
Yeah, 100%. Are you a good skier?
I don't ski. No, yeah. I snowboard.
Oh.
I do, yeah.
Oh, right. I remember you sending me that video over Christmas break.
Yeah, I was just shredding slopes, hitting the train park, doing everything everyone wants, right?
Would you consider yourself a good snowboarder?
If I had to put it on a scale of 1 to 10, I personally put myself at a 5. As I know I can stand up,
okay.
But if I want to do anything cool, I'll probably fall.
Okay. But you can, like, ski down fine? Or do you, like...
No, I snowboard down fine.
What did I say? Ski?
Ski.
Sorry, snowboard down fine. Do you, like... Are you the type of person that, like... Every run, or at least like every time you're there, you fall at least like a few times.
I fall every time I go, but I don't fall every time I shred slopes.
Clarify it.
Like every run I do, I don't fall. But
okay, but like every time you go.
Yeah, every time I go. I never have a perfect run.
Oh.
Yeah.
Too bad. Can't relate.
Yeah. But. You know, it is what it is. But, hey, one day I'll be like Shaun White in the Winter Olympics, shredding slopes, getting gold for Canada. I'll do everything everyone wants to do. You know what? If there was an Olympic sport that you could do,
what would it be?
What would it be?
Putting me on the spot again.
You gotta be ready.
This was actually asked, I think, like, in our... in, like, a meeting we had for Radio Laurier not too long ago, like, last week.
Actually?
Yeah.
Huh.
And people said, like...
We'll do summer and winter. So you have to do, like, two.
Just, like, one that actually exists?
Well, yeah.
Okay. I mean, this might kind of sound kind of dumb, but I don't know, like, every...
Well, like, just say something that you like.
Okay, hockey.
Okay, so that's winter.
Winter, summer... Track?
Okay.
Or volleyball? I don't know.
You gotta be more specific. Like, what kind of track?
When I was really young, I did, like, 1,000 meter. And then when I got a little older, I was, like, 400 was, like, my favorite.
So 400, said I?
Yeah, I think so. I'm a track star. What can I say?
Yeah. I could see it all the way back at the track and field meets.
Yeah, and cross-country meets, too.
I could never do cross country.
Mm-mm.
No, not a long distance runner.
No.
I always did it though.
My parents forced me.
Yeah.
Not like actually, but kind
of. No, I wasn't forced into doing it. Just I loved going because I always skipped the day of school.
Oh, so you were that kid.
I was that kid.
You were that kid.
I wasn't at the front of the pack, but sure wasn't in the back. Certified middle. When I was really young, I used to walk the whole thing, and I felt really bad. But I was that kid. But no, I've gotten better now. Sure, ain't a long distance runner. I can tell you that for free. But yeah.
You know, my want to guess what place I always got in? Which is also my favorite number if you pay attention.
Gosh.
I just told you this like not too long ago.
Six.
No.
Fourth. It was fourth.
That was, yes.
Yeah.
It was four. Six was my hockey number all growing up.
Yeah. For some reason, she didn't like odd numbers, which I think is really weird.
I was a weird kid, if I'm being honest.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I thought so weirdly. I'm not going to say it because it's, like, the stuff I used to think was actually weird.
Well, no, just give us one example.
No.
So let's throw you back into grade five, right? You're sitting down in whatever class you're in. What's going on in your head?
Okay, well, like, that scenario, maybe not. I don't know. I hated being, like, cross-legged.
Cross-legged?
Isn't that how you say, like, when you sit cross-legged?
Like, crisscross applesauce,
yes.
That kind of thing?
Yeah, I hated that.
Oh, okay.
My legs did not bend like that.
Well, that's not that weird. Personally, like, when I sit down, like, on the floor, I still do that.
You sit down crisscross applesauce?
Yeah. So comfortable.
Really?
Yeah. And then once I get a leg cramp, I just cry for a little bit, but...
Oh, my gosh. I get leg cramps so often.
Do you ever get them, like, you know when you wake up in the morning and you do your morning stretch?
Yes.
I always get one in my calf, and I just...
Yeah.
I want to cry, but I can't wake up my roommate. So, like, I just open my mouth, and I can't do anything about it.
I get cramps in the middle of the night, like when I'm sleeping, and I wake up to them.
Oh, okay.
That's bad.
So, like, some days you'll just, like, wake up screaming.
Okay, no, I'm composed, as I do have a roommate as well. But, like, I'm, like, moving all in my bed. My sheets are going nuts.
So, you do have a roommate. Which one's the late night worker? Would it be you or her?
Oh, no. My roommate's name is Jenny. It's definitely Jenny.
Really?
100%. She can be up till like, 4 or 5 a.m. But what's really good about us is that we're both very deep sleepers, so it does not bug me at all.
That's good. That's really good to hear.
I honestly don't think I've fallen asleep after her this entire year. She's always up.
That's crazy to think about, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, out of the amount of times we've all slept here.
Yeah.
And just,
No, never. Even, too, when I'm, like, over at your guys' place. Like, she's, and I'm there for, like, till 3 a.m., 2:30. She's still up.
Still up and at it, eh?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Must be an academic weapon.
Yeah, she just had her psych midterm, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have to talk to her about that. About it after, eh? See how she did?
I think she said she thinks she did well, so...
That's good. Yeah.
Did you talk to Christian after his midterm?
No, I haven't. Christian is a person on our floor, if...
Okay, and our friend?
Yeah, he's a person on my floor that we are both friends with, indeed.
Yeah.
And he did just also write the same midterm that her roommate wrote.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're in the same psych class.
Yeah. But no.
Too bad you didn't ask him.
That's true. You know what's one thing I dislike about all the classes that I have?
What's that?
The 3-hour classes that the one 3-hour class that I'm in. You know, it's just so hard.
Is that class again accounting?
It is accounting. You know, it's a fun class. Love learning, you know. Of course, I'm in university. Love to learn. Love where I am.
Academic weapons over here.
Shout out to everyone who's helped me get here today. But, like, 3 hours. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah. Have you had any 3-hour classes yet?
No. No. Wait.
How can you not remember?
No, I think 1:50 has been my longest class, yeah. I was supposed to have the exact same 3-hour accounting class that you have when I was in management option.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had that class too.
What happened to the management option, if you don't mind me asking?
You know, just wasn't a good fit. Didn't like it too much. Wasn't interested in what I was learning. Also, the minor was harder than my major, so.
That's fair. So you're not management material then, eh? I'm kidding.
You're so mean. No, but I'm radio host material.
That is true. You know, something that no one else would have thought of here. You know.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
How did you get this?
Honestly, I was, over the break, I was like, hey, I need to, like, up my resume, need to do something with it. And then I was like, I want to get involved with the school, meet new people.
Network, eh?
Yeah, network, as we call it. And I kind of was just looking at volunteer positions on Laurier website, and I found this, and I kind of was like, this seems really cool, but I was like, being a radio host, like, no way, I can't do that. It's like, that's too scary, and my parents were just like, you should do it, like, why not? And I kind of just applied, and here I am.
Look at that, eh? Look where we are today.
I know.
She begged me on. Okay. And, now we're both doing this. It's just crazy. Just like life.
True. What do we always say? Have fun. Make friends.
Yeah, just have
be
fun.
Be safe.
Have fun, make friends, be safe.
That's what we always say to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you always got to be safe out here.
I know.
Even though Waterloo, like,
my friends never walk me home.
Okay, that's just horrible.
I'm just kidding. Jet always walks me home, which is really nice.
Okay, don't need to. Well, either way. Okay.
I'm boosting you right now.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Waterloo is a place that I didn't really expect to be this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's quite an eventful. Is this a city? Yeah, I'd call it a city. Yeah. Like, first day moving down here, when I took a walk down, I'm like, I mess with this. I'm just glad where I am today.
You never even visited the campus, right?
I went here once, but.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like a tour with the school.
No.
Just with your buddy.
Yeah. And look where I am today.
I know. People hate on Waterloo, but honestly, I love it here.
Yeah, like it's like from going to a small town to like a city, I feel like this is the best way to move.
Yeah, that's very true.
Because if I went to like U of T or something, I feel like I'd just be like so claustrophobic. Yeah. Because at least here you have enough space.
Yeah, no. It's nice too because I feel like it's like, at least where we are in Waterloo, it's very like university. Like there's constantly students walking everywhere, especially with being so close to U of Waterloo. Like there's constantly students walking. You're never gonna be like on the streets like by yourself or with like strange people, I guess.
Wow.
You're constantly with your peers.
That is true. That is.
Which is really nice.
Yeah. You know, and everyone also gets mad at Laurier for having such a small campus.
I like it.
I love it.
Yeah. You know? Wouldn't want it any other way.
Exactly. Like every
time we walk into the dining hall, there's like gotta be at least 5 familiar faces.
Exactly.
Which is always really nice.
Yeah. Perks of being at a small university, I guess.
Yeah. And too, like you have just like so much more opportunity to network and volunteer, get into clubs, be proactive with the school and stuff.
If there's any clubs you could join, like what kind of clubs do you want to join coming in these next 3?
Other than like this, I guess.
Is this a club?
I don't really know. It's Wilfrid Laurier University Student Publications. I don't really know. Either way, I like it. But I know yours would be chess.
Yeah, you know. You always got to think ahead. For some reason, it's just everywhere I see now. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Snapchat. I'm anywhere. And I see it wherever I go. And it's, you know, it's kind of scary.
Chess?
No, it's like it just wants me to like chess, which is like, I like it now. So,
oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick little break, and Jet and I are going to brainstorm some stuff. So here is some music. Okay, we're back. Hey, Jet, can I ask you a question?
Wait, I feel like you got to tell everyone what we're doing.
No, I'm getting there.
Okay. Yeah,
who's your best friend here at Laurier?
That's a tough question, you know. As a first-year university student, I'm trying my best to network with many people.
Yeah, of course.
You know, best friend is just such a high title that I'm not sure if I could give to anyone without giving personal preference to anyone. But, yeah.
If you had to pick who your best friend is at Laurier, who would you default to?
I don't know. It's just such a tough question. Is there an answer you're looking for?
You're so annoying. Yes.
Oh, okay. Who'd you say yours is? I gotta ask.
Turn on me.
So who's your best friend?
My best friend here at Laurier is definitely Jetmark.
Wow. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Yeah. I don't know.
So either way, for some reason, Grace knows this one website that asks 100 best friend tag questions. So we are going to proceed to go through most of it and see if we are best friend material for each other.
We definitely aren't, but like...
We'll find out.
Okay.
Do you want to start us off?
You go first.
All right.
Grace. Oh, wait, no.
No. Grace, when is my birthday?
Oh, it's in July.
Yeah, it is. You have one hint.
Okay, give me my one hint.
It's double digits.
Okay, I knew that.
Well, that's your hint.
It's either the 13th or it's like 25th or something.
No, it's not.
21st.
It is not the 21st.
20th.
No, it's not the 20th.
22nd.
It is the 22nd.
Okay. I was close.
I don't know.
Okay, next question. Describe me in one word.
You know, this is a really, really tough question. But I think I'm going to have to use the word... You know, I might have to ponder on this one.
Okay, you ask the question, then we'll come back.
Okay. You want me to ask you the same question?
No.
Oh, okay. Is there anything weird that I eat? Like, what do I eat that's really weird?
Is there an answer to this?
No, this is personal preference.
Okay. Well, considering that, like, I eat absolutely everything, I don't feel like there's anything weird that you eat.
Nothing, eh?
No.
Well, that's crazy.
Okay. have you ever gotten into a fight?
No, not really. Okay. I don't really think so.
No. The only time I can remember is when you were, like, pestering me to get ready for us to go out, and that was, like, annoying me, but, like, it wasn't an actual fight.
No, and then we started throwing fists at each other. It's just unbelievable. She left me with a black eye. I did.
I was
hurt. All right. What is my favorite song?
The Color Violet, Tori.
Right.
Easy. How many brothers and sisters do I have? Bonus if you can get the name. Or name.
I know you have a sister.
Yeah.
And I know her name starts with a J.
Yeah?
But I...
Jet!
I know you're listening to this, and I apologize, because she has told me your name before in the past.
I like, just said how she, like, posted that we were on Radio Laurier.
You know, putting me on the spot, just... I know it starts with a J. That's the best I can do.
Her name is Julia. You knew that one.
Yeah, I could have guessed. All right. So, if we go back to the list. What is my favorite color? We just talked about this not so long ago, a couple days ago.
Purple.
No, it's actually blue.
Okay. He's lying because first I said blue when he asked me it, and he was like, no, it's purple.
No, I would. I personally, I would never say that. Okay. I'm not a big liar. So.
Next question.
All right.
See, it's my turn. I don't know why you're like.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Sure.
Some of these questions are funny.
Some of them are just weird.
Yeah, they are. I'm sorry if that laugh just like completely blew people's eardrums. What is my favorite television show? I don't even really know it, so like I'll let you pass with something that like I've watched before.
Well, like I know you told me that you've seen the show. What? You're watching Jenny and Georgia. Yeah, Jenny and Georgia right now. Would you consider you finished it?
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
It's honestly like so cringy, but like for some reason I can't stop watching it.
So like
it's definitely not one of my favorite TV shows, I'll give it to you because.
Well, like what is it then?
Maybe Friends. I really like Friends.
Really, eh? You know,
you should have guessed that.
Like, we've talked about it, like, once before. Mm-hmm. But, no, I actually, like, I finished Friends last year. I started and finished it. I actually did really like it, too.
You did?
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
But, you never told me that.
Well, you know, it's never popped up in a conversation, so.
I swear I talk about the show a lot.
No, the only time I've ever really talked about it was when my roommate got in, like, a big debate with someone that I know about if Chandler, or no, not Chandler.
Ross?
Ross and
Rachel
when they were on a break. Yeah. If that was like.
Oh my gosh, Yoni would totally go off about that. That's so funny.
Yeah, no, he was going off to someone for like 20 to 30 minutes, just straight argument after argument.
Makes sense. Yeah. Don't put that phone away. You're next.
Oh, well, I already remembered the question. What is my favorite movie? Take a guess. Shot in the Dark. What's a movie that I've talked about before?
Kung Fu Panda?
You know what? Yeah. Kung Fu Panda's a great... It's probably one of my favorite, like...
Is it?
No. Like, one of my favorite, like, kid movies.
Okay, but still, that's worth something.
It's worth something, yeah. So...
Okay, my question is, have I ever had surgery? I don't know this. And what was it?
Oh, yeah, over winter break, you got your wisdom teeth out and sending me videos.
Yeah, you did.
I'm so scared to get mine out.
Do you have to get them out?
Yeah, I have to get them out soon. And, like, I haven't made the appointment yet, and they're starting to hurt.
So, really? Like, they're starting to hurt? Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. So.
Can't wait for that to happen.
See, like, what are these questions? Who's better at math? Oh, that's going to tell us who... I was going to tell us
if we're best friends.
Yeah.
Oh my god, these are weird questions.
If I could wish for anything, what would it be?
Like a power, like a superhero power?
You think I'd want a superhero power, eh?
Like, I think you'd want to read everyone's mind.
Why would I want to read everyone's mind?
Or like something like fly or something.
Well, yeah, I would want a superpower. I don't think I'd want those.
No?
Nah.
What is it?
What would my superpower be?
Mm-hmm. Invisible?
Ooh.
That one's pretty cool.
That's pretty good. But, no. Probably, like, speed or something. I feel like that'd be really cool.
What would that be useful for, though?
Like, doing marathon runs.
Who are you waving to?
There's someone at the top of that building right there who I think's watching us, but I'm not sure.
Back?
I don't know. It looks like they're looking out the window, but I'm so confused right now.
That's funny.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Invisibility.
Why is that?
I would just like to mess with people, I think.
So that's kind of messed
up. Like, not like that. Like, in an innocent way.
Define an innocent way, then.
Just like making people embarrassed. So bad. I don't know.
No, if you had invisibility, you have to do like the most inconvenient things.
Yeah, true.
Like, have you ever seen like the pranks where it's like they just move everything in their room by like 3 inches.
Yes.
Like, imagine just doing that.
That's funny.
Yeah. Or like,
what's that show of those like three guys that are like best friends and they like just like pull pranks on people and stuff? You know what I'm talking about?
No,
they have like their own TV show and stuff. Like, I think Sam is one of the guys. Sal, I think, is another one.
Oh, in Practical Jokers.
Yes! That's funny.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
I love watching that. Okay, who's next?
You can go.
Okay. Who handles money better between the two of us?
You know what? I don't feel like that's a fair question to ask because I don't feel like neither of us handle our money well.
I think I handle my money pretty well.
Let's not go that far.
You don't think?
Oh. I don't know. We both occasionally go out on food.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I'm not a good money saver.
I feel like I'm doing good right now.
Well.
But, like, I definitely do, like, treat myself to breakfast with you sometimes.
So. Yeah, like, if anyone's hearing this that wants to e-transfer me some cash... I'd be much appreciated.
Yeah, DM me.
Yeah, DM me. Like, I don't have Venmo, but I'll start getting it if I have to.
E-transfer.
Yeah.
Would be nice.
Anything.
Even some cash. Yeah. Really appreciated. Okay, your turn.
See, like, do I prefer... that's just not a good one.
Or should we go back to the question of describe me in one word?
No, I need more time to think about that.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. What? See, you won't know this, but like, who is my favorite YouTuber? Like, you wouldn't know it. So like, we're going to try and change the question around.
Okay.
So I'm asking you, who is yours?
You know mine.
Do I?
You should know mine.
Who?
Cody Ko.
We were talking about that.
I love Cody Ko.
Yeah, for everyone that doesn't know, apparently he just got
married.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts about that?
I'm so happy for them. I love them as a couple, and I think that they're perfect for each other.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Personally, I've never watched Cody Ko once in my
life.
He's Canadian?
Yes.
Wow.
He is Canadian, and he's, like, you would really love him. He's so funny.
What does he do?
Oh my gosh, my favorite videos that he makes is, like, he watches, he, like, reviews, like, other YouTube, videos.
Yeah.
You know the channel that has, like, it's, like, they try to, like, set two people up on a date, and, like, there's a button in front of the two
people? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He reacts to that, and it's so funny. That's definitely my favorite, like, Cody Ko videos that he makes.
Huh.
And too, I like Keenan and JC.
I don't know, I have no clue what that is.
They are people.
Oh, I'm deeply sorry, but I don't know who they are, no.
Who's your favorite YouTuber, would you say?
Personally, like, on a deep note, I probably have to go with, like, you know, some funny people. Like, do you know who Gideon is?
No.
Have you ever seen, like, the clip on TikTok where it's like, I'm a gremlin?
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy who says that.
Oh, okay.
He's just some guy who does pranks in public, and it's just so funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. I don't really watch YouTube that much anymore.
No?
No.
What do you watch? TikTok?
What?
TikTok.
Yeah, it's like TikTok or...
Like TikTok.
TikTok or Netflix, really. And even, like, on Netflix, I don't really watch much.
Yeah, I'm not watching any shows right now on Netflix.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing
Are you excited for Outer Banks to come out?
To be honest, I haven't finished the second season.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not really a big fan, if you ask me.
Wow. Yeah. When the first season came out, I didn't really like it too much. I thought it was a little cringy. And, like, so not realistic, because it isn't realistic in the slightest.
No.
Like, you can't relate to it or anything like that. But then, like, a few months go by, and I tried it again, and I actually really liked it. And since then, I've been a fan.
Wow.
Yeah. It comes out February 25th.
Yeah, if anyone cares, it comes out February 25th, but yeah. No, I was never a big fan. I watched the first season, I'm like, it's kind of cool. And then the second season kind of just, like, what, they ended up in Mexico or something, and the one guy was, like, pretending to be dead. Sorry if I'm spoiling the show for anyone. Spoiler alert, true. But no, it's 3 years old. Yeah.
Very unrealistic. I agree with that.
Yeah, but
I can see why people don't like it, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, like, I don't know. There's not really any good shows coming soon, like, out right now, eh?
No. I feel like there are... I keep seeing, like, on my TikTok, like, For You page, them being like, what are you doing? What are you doing on this date? What are you pointing at?
Just, like, you're not really talking into it.
Oh, sorry.
They can't really hear you.
Sorry, I'm looking at you. Yeah.
What are you seeing?
Oh, what are you doing on this date? And then it's, like, the trailer of, like, some show that's happening. Like, I see that all the time now on my For You page, but I can't think of anything.
For some reason, Family Guy is all over my For You page.
Have you watched Family Guy?
Like, I don't know. Like, it's a good show to throw in a background for anything. But personally, I don't really sit down and say, I'm going to watch Family Guy for the rest of the night.
Yeah, I think my sister just went into Family Guy.
Really, yeah?
But I could be wrong.
Shout out, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to her. I've seen her on Friday, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Little reunion.
What?
I said a little reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Are you excited for reading week?
Beyond excited, you know. Just happy to take a break, even though I have so much schoolwork to do over. Because all my midterms are after the break, so.
That's true.
Yeah, but.
Very true. Okay, well, looks like the show is ending. Sadly.
Oh, thanks for coming on, Jet.
I was getting
there. No worries, you know. It was such hard work, so hard being here. Like, just trying to spread the love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna end it with what Jen and I always say. Have fun.
Make friends. Stay safe.
There you go.
All right.
Have a good night, everyone.